Carol Jones has been telling us how she built a business from broke. And when we left her last month, her husband Victor had just been told by his mother that she had orders for 20 ironing board covers, and that whether he thought he made them or not, he'd better get into the business of making them. So here Carol continues the story.
And so we went out and we bought an overlocker. I didn't own an overlocker. I just had a 20-year-old Husqvarna sewing machine. We had no electric scissors here, and we were pretty poor as church mice at the time, and we could only afford a pair of Singer electric scissors that would cut out two layers of fabric at a time. The overlocker I got at a closeout sale. I paid, I think, $100 for it, one of the best brands, but, you know, it was an older model, and I thought, I'm happy to have anything. And there we were. We went to Sydney, bought some cotton drill from Charles Parsons, who were very happy to let us have just a few meters at a time. And there we were making 20 ironing board covers, packing them in pockets, doing the best that we could, sent them off to his mother. Those 20 covers turned into another, I think, 42 orders. And before we knew it, we had made 500 ironing board covers on the dining room table of our rural property, and we said, enough is enough. This is not what we want to do. But we did know that this was now a business, and I call it an accidental business. And our next step was to find somebody to make the covers for us. And we contacted a company in Bathurst, sewing company in Bathurst, and they said, we would be very happy to do these covers for you, but we don't know how much it'll cost. So we said, well, listen, do 50 for us and put a price on them, and we'll pay what that price is, and if it's reasonable, we'll order more. And they did 50 covers, they put a price on it, and we said, yeah, we can afford that. And we gave them an order for 250 covers. And when we went to pick the 250 covers up, there was like a barricade up. We weren't allowed, there was only a certain area within the company that we were allowed to go into, and I didn't twig that there was anything wrong. And when we got to the counter, the owner of the sewing company said, oh, and that will be an extra 50 cents per cover. Now, there was an extra $125 for us, and we just didn't have that kind of money. And being an ex-New Yorker, and I mean, I grew up on the streets with boys, and you take no prisoners. You know, you don't leave anybody alive in a situation like that. And I was just getting ready to jump over the counter and biff her one when Victor caught me by the arm, and he marched me out of the shop, and he took me to the car, and he opened the door, and he said, now, you stay here. I'll deal with this. And he went back, and she was implacable, and he finally negotiated with her an extra price of 10 cents per cover. And we were able to take our ironing board covers out of hostage for an extra $25. We said, she's off the list. And so we found a company in the Yellow Pages in Windsor, and we went and saw the manager. We showed him our product. By this time, I had done some selling, and we had the guide dogs in New South Wales very interested in our cover, and they were selling them like hotcakes over the telephone. And we were literally, they were ordering covers as fast as they could sell them, and we were desperate to have somebody make these covers because I could no longer sew that quantity here. And we went to Windsor. He said, that looks like a great little product. He said, I'd like to give these a go. And we said, well, now we've been through this other experience. Give us a firm price. We'll pay whatever that price is that you give us. But you have to promise to make those covers for us at that price. Everything was agreed. We put an order in for 1,000 covers. Windsor rang to say they're ready. We got in the car. We drove down there. We went into the office and were told to go to the roller shutter door, four doors down. We got there, and they're waiting for us. Plastic bags are all sitting in the roller shutter door, and the foreman comes out with the lady, and she said, and she threw the invoice into Victor's hands, and somebody behind her started throwing those plastic bags with ironing board covers in them out of the roller shutter door. She said, these are a pain in the ass to make. We're not making these anymore. Go somewhere else. We don't need you.
Wow.
And I was so stunned that I was speechless, and as you can tell already, I can talk underwater with marbles in my mouth.
Yes, I had gathered that.
And I was frozen to the spot, and Victor said to me, don't come in the office with me, he said, because I wanted to have the opportunity to come back. So So he said, you just go into the car and calm down. And he said, and I'll go in there. And he talked to the manager, and the man, this is during the recession we had to have. You know, this was 1994.
You'd think they'd want the business.
You would think they would want the business. And the manager was very apologetic, and he said to Victor, I'm very sorry, my staff doesn't want to make anything as fiddly as this. And I had crept up behind Victor. I wasn't going to miss this for anything. And he said to Victor, these are just ironing board covers, you know. And I just shot out from behind Victor like a bullet. And I said, these are not just any old ironing board cover, and I wouldn't let you touch anything of mine that is of quality. And huffed out and walked out.
Ooh, Carol lost her cool and stormed out. Maybe she hasn't got a manufacturer. Well, we know it's going to turn out fine, and we'll hear how it turns out in the next edition of Business Marketing. In the meantime, to contact Carol, here's the way you go about it. Just Google ironing board cover lady. That'll get you to Carol, because she's known by that, by Google and everybody else. I'll give you details of her website and her blog site at our own site, winstonmarsh.com.au. Press the purple button for this month's links and follow-up material.